Here's the KNX weather bulletin. Temperatures tonight will drop to below freezing in some areas of Southern California. Right now in Studio B at Columbia Square in Hollywood, it is zero. That means nothing. And here's why. Steve?
I don't like that laugh at all, you know. Is it a little too loud in there? It's a little too loud in here. It's probably just the speaker. I sound like three of me or something. That's too many, if not three. Well, I was just looking at a newspaper here before we start the show. The New Orleans Times-Picayune. Is that what you call it, the Picayune? That's a stupid name for a newspaper. What is a Picayune, anyway? I thought that was an adjective.
That's a French word.
It's a French word meaning what? Nice and loud now.
Good reading.
Good reading. You ought to have your mouth washed out with soap, you know that. It means, is there anybody here tonight who knows what Picayune means? A gentleman in the back. Nice and loud, what does it mean?
Coin. Money.
Money. Let's talk about that. Picayune, huh? Sort of an ironic twist there, but I can't seem to get at it. Well, here we go. Can't think of what. We seem to have an unusually large crowd tonight. Mm-hmm. No more people are here tonight, but those who are larger, you know? We have some very big... We have people to the rafters tonight. Very few in the seats, but we're very big up in the rafters. And it's nice to see you folks here tonight. I think the nine of us are going to have lots of fun. And I have one other word for you before we start. I knew I'd have to fall back on that tonight. See, I can go to the dime store tomorrow and get a good enough show here to do it. Earn a raise. Who let these men back here? There's a crap game going on back here. No? Backstage, how do you like that? I was, if this is just a word for you dance fans or dancers or what have you, I was very happy tonight to attend the opening at the Palladium, another one of their big Tuesday night openings. I was over there for dinner tonight as a guest of Tex Beneke. Called in early and... really, Tex opened tonight. Band sounds wonderful, better than it ever has. I called in early and reserved a nice table, but I had to stand up all night. I forgot to reserve a chair. Well, I had a very nice time. That's really a wonderful dance pal. I don't know why I don't go over there more than just on the openings, but that's about the only time I ever seem to have. I have a good steak every time I go over there, you know? Nice, big, juicy steak. It keeps... I don't know, it doesn't taste as good somehow each time, you know? It shouldn't. It's the same steak. That's it. But it's always on the house, and as soon as I come in, they go up and get it down and cook it for me. But nice to have it. In fact, I found a little poem written on the menu over there at the Palladium tonight. I don't know who wrote it, but here it is. Mary had a little lamb, some lobster and some prunes, a glass of milk, a piece of pie, and then some macaroons. It made the stupid waiters grin to see her order so, and when they carried Mary out, her face was white as snow. No, it's nothing. You can check that for yourself. There it is. It's really... I have a wire on those. They always come back. Well, sir, 5 minutes has gone by. Nothing has happened. Joe, let's play the theme and start the show, huh?
People call him Laughing Boy. He's always got a smile on his face. And just because he's Laughing Boy, the folks invite him out every place. He never seems to have a care. They call him Character. They call him Clown. He's always got a laugh to share with anyone in town. But I'm a friend of Laughing Boy.
Thank you very much, Hoagie, and good night. Hello, everybody. This is Steve Allen, the Square from Columbia, speaking to you from Columbia Square in Hollywood once again. And inviting you to stick around and have as much fun as this gentleman is right here in the front row. We're going to play at least one record tonight. And we have several other features, chief of which is... Don't forget him. Let me see. Now, I couldn't seem to find a thing of interest in the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Oh, I did. You realize, of course, that these are very Picayune times, and it's sometimes a little difficult to come across something in a hurry. Here's an exciting story from the Loyola University papers. The Steve Allen Band entertained at rally. To those of you who didn't know that I had a band, that may come as something of a shock, but I don't. Let me see here. A little present addressed to Big Steve Allen. Well, I'll just have to open this jar and see what I got. Whoops, my microphone wire. The Trooper's News. Oh, boy. You know what this is? Am I glad to have this. Now that I bring it up, I'm not. This is the Hopalong Cassidy newspaper. Nice. And I want to bring you the headline story tonight. Hoppy offers honor scrolls to all loyal members of Troopers Club. Troopers Club? Well, and the second child over there is... I got to speak to Bell Martell about that. Let's see. What is news from Hopalong Cassidy tonight? Here's some good questions. Stumpers from the Bar 20 Riddle Book. If you'll all rise and take out your Bar 20 Riddle Books, you will get stumped. Question number one. What has a mouth, a head, lies in bed, but has neither arms nor legs? Mabel Stanger, that's right. Thank you very much. What word, if you remove the letter M, will make you sick? That's a nasty question, isn't it? What letter will make you sick if you remove... Where are the answers to this? For answers... See next week's paper. Answer. Well, that made me sick. Let me see what else is here. What is it that has neither flesh nor bone and yet has four fingers and a thumb? Now we're back to Mabel Steiner again. Well... That seems to take care of the news from Hopalong Cassidy tonight. Hopalong is promoting Wonder Bread. The bread that makes your child grow eight ways. You want a kid looks like an octopus, that's all right. You take care of your own children. I'm worried about mine. I got one fast number. It's a slow number, but I'll play it fast at the piano. And then we'll move on to... For you people who weren't listening last night, I'd like to say you should be so well off tonight. Let me see here. Is this all the microphones turned on by the piano, Joe? This won't take long. Turn the machine off now. Well, sir, it's exactly At the musical time signal, it'll be 12:15. There it is. And now it's time for the high point of our program. When I speak out of a... I wish I could. When I speak about a man who is very big in show business, who needs no introduction, and whose initials are AJ, you all know, of course, I'm referring to Al Jarvis. Well, unfortunately, Al can't be here with us tonight. He's doing the Don Otis show. However, why beat around the bush, ladies? Here he is, Al Jolson. Huh? What do you think?
I want to say this, Steve. I never thought I'd see the day that a sustaining show was the greatest show on the air. I really mean it. I want to tell you something. I honestly mean it from the bottom of my heart. All these cuckoos that are supposed to be great ad libbers and all that stuff, where they just run second. I mean, this is no plug. I mean, you don't need it. Here it is, 12:15, 12:20. All these people in there because it's a cold night. Or the thermometer. I don't mean it's cold in Encino, it's cold in Van Nuys and every place, but everybody seems to be enjoying themselves. Except the fellow in the third row, he looks like he's falling asleep, but anyway. But really, this is wonderful. I mean, I was in the control room and listening to you and watching you at the same time, and I'm not kidding. I'm serious. I don't see why. I mean, there's such a thing as television, which I call smell-o-vision. I mean, some of it, anyway. But this is beyond me. This is way past my bedtime, you know, Steve. I generally am in bed at this time. Honestly. There's a guy in a fourth row for 2 years I was on Kraft cheese, was always sitting there. That guy...
Why don't you get real comfortable over here? We got a special table for you and a special mic, and we can be real.
I'd rather do that. I mean, you talk to me, and maybe I'll be able to answer you. I don't know. I mean, you can answer yourself better than anybody else can. I know that. It's wonderful. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I didn't expect this at all, and I want to apologize to you for not hearing the show, because there's a friend of mine by the name of Harry Axe, who's a great songwriter, has written a song like Dynamite Blue. He says, Al, you're going to get a big boot out of this. I said... I feel badly, I said, that I haven't been able... Well, I say I haven't been able. I could have heard it 50 times. But I just, honestly, I go to bed. I really do.
Well, that's the best way to go to bed, Al. You know that.
What, feeling better?
Go honestly. Now,
well, I want... Listen. No, at my age, I'd rather feel good going to bed. But anyway... But let's carry on from there. Hi.
We're a little late, folks. Good night.
Well, see you again sometime. It's been Al, nice knowing you.
Al, what I wanted to ask you about tonight...
What?
...was this kid in the fourth row.
Well, he used to come all the time at the Kraft show. You know, I was on it for a couple of years. And speaking about that stuff, I want to tell you, a lot of people think it's only good for your teeth, you know. I mean, chew on, you know, that cheese.
Cheese.
You know, they make products, you know, cheese, green cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got anything, Steve, home, like silver... Now, this is on the level. I'm not working for him now, so it don't make any difference. No reason why I should plug it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have any silver, like knives, forks, spoons, or plates...
Or money.
Oh, yes, silver money. I mean, with this show, I don't think you've got any. But anyway... But all kidding aside, I'm serious. If you got anything of a silver nature home that's tarnished,
uh-huh.
You take a little bit of crap cheese and rub it. You understand?
On what?
On the silver.
Oh,
and with it, take a little piece of rag and rub like that. You understand?
Yeah.
And in 2 minutes, less than that, 30, 40 seconds, it's as clean as the day you bought the silver, which gives you a rough idea what it'll do to your stomach.
On the Colgate laugh meter, you scored 5 tubes of toothpaste.
I did. Gee whiz, little Joe Lowry will tell one now. Now, this is remarkable. Here it is, 12:30. And, I mean, these people sitting out here, I can tell by their face, they'd sit here all night. Unless they had the price of a bed. But anyway. No, but honestly, I mean it. It's really remarkable.
all types of people and all nice-looking people.
Aren't they?
Really are. They're really, really nice. Except that guy in the front row on the right. But, fella you want to go around with. But anyway. No, but no kidding. But everybody. I mean, there's young. There's kids here. No teenagers, I don't think. But middle-aged people that would come to enjoy a show. There's a guy walking out on me already.
Oh, he's a photographer, Al. He's going to take your picture.
He's a photographer, huh?
Yeah.
You take my picture. Why don't you take it like I look in the afternoon, you rat?
Al, speaking of pictures.
Yeah, speaking of pictures, yeah.
Let's speak of your picture, huh?
Well, it's what. Well, this guy's got me nervous. I've been. Look, this isn't Larry Parks, you know. What do you have to do? Lay down to take my picture? Let me lay down, will you? How do you want to take it? The way I feel? No, well, speaking of pictures, now my picture opens tomorrow night, Steve, and honestly, I want you to be there if you possibly can.
I'm certainly going to try. What
well,
famous theater?
Yeah, Fantasia's Theater. No raising prices, same prices. This is not. No, but I tell you that because I know it's a sustaining show. But anyway. No, but really, Steve, it's not one of those premieres whereby you pay $5. Regular price, you don't have to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't invent the slogan. Come as you are. Come as you are, you know, without. Or with, doesn't matter, but come as you are. Did you take that picture already? I can't think of a funny thing to say to you. Except blow. Fine way he greeted me. He went like this, you know. I'm glad he didn't go like that. I don't want to know him.
No, he takes. Thank you, Margaret Burke White. Where did he go? He takes real good pictures.
Yeah, look, don't get behind me. I'm a manager. Thank you.
Those are third-dimensional color pictures,
though.
No,
you know, he's got that thing. He wants to drop a nickel in there or something. What, do you want to take this side? That's my best side. Take any side you want. Take me laying down, standing up. I'll get on my head if you want to. Anything to make a buck. Steve, but really, in all seriousness, I don't know. I mean, you're relaxed up here, and I really, in a way, am very nervous.
Really?
Honestly, I am.
You could have fooled me.
On my word of honor, I am. Gosh. I mean, you know, when you go on a radio show of any kind, you have a script, and you rehearse things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been my pleasure. The first time I ever met you in my life was in the lobby out there. I stood with all those people. There was a crowd out there, maybe 400 or 500 people. Take it, will you, you rat? I'm jabbering away there, and the guy is standing with a daffy-looking camera. How do you like that? I mean, it gets on your nerves, you know. I felt like Ken Murray. 6 weeks without Marie Wilson.
You don't have to take any more pictures, do you, Tom?
Huh?
You're fading. You're melting the buttons on. Oh, well, too late. Well, good night, folks.
It wasn't
worth it anyway.
This is wonderful, really.
Al, there was something I wanted to ask you.
About the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you get me a pass?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Walk in with me. I'm going to wear a sweater tomorrow night and holler at Harry Cohn. That's the President of Columbia, you know.
Really?
If I make another picture, I'll call it Jolson Strikes Back at Harry Cohn.
How many more may we expect now in this series, Al?
Well, I think this is the last one. If I do another one, if it's possible, I mean, if it's possible to do another one,
mm-hmm.
I want to, all kidding aside, Steve, I want to play myself because... So, I really do, because I got a couple of kids. I don't want them to grow up and say, well, Larry, I want to tell you something. I want them to call me Al. But
well,
I got a kid 22 months old. I got two kids. My boy is 22 months, and my little girl, Alicia. The boy's name is Al, Steve, and the little girl's name is Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
The boy's very fair-haired. Looks like Jolson. Doesn't look like Jolson. Sweetie.
This is Mrs. Jolson in here, isn't it?
Yeah, she's in the booth.
Take a bow, honey. Go ahead.
Take a bow, honey.
Wait,
yeah, go ahead.
The folks.
We might get don't turn around. She's a kid from Arkansas, a hillbilly. Leave her alone. No, but the kid's name, as I say, is Al, and the little girl's name is Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I hadn't mentioned my wife. You're getting jealous. I'm getting some laughs. She wanted me to turn around and look in the booth.
You know what you see when you turn around?
No. They all turn around and look at my wife. She's a pretty girl.
Uh-huh.
She really is from Arkansas. got no shoes on in the booth. Don't stand. But I wish that if you ever could come out to Encino, Steve, and see my kids.
General.
The boy I was, really, for 22 months, not because he's my kid. We all rave, you know, Steve. I don't know if you've got kids of your own.
Two.
You have got two?
One working.
One working. Look, you can think you can get the other one to work so you can quit altogether? No, but my big kid, when I was working, you know, the cheese show,
yeah,
you know, with a fella called Oscar Levant, he makes coffee nervous. Well, anyway, my little kid, 22 months old, Steve, my wife would have him on a knee when the show was going. They'd say, Kraft cheese on the air, you know, Ken Carpenter, hooray, mm-hmm, and with Al Jolson, Oscar Levant, Dorothy Kirsten. And then I'd start the program with that low April showers, may come your way, they bring flowers. And my little kid, 22 months old, the minute he'd hear me, he knew it was me. I think that's a remarkable thing.
It is.
Because I know kids 7 years old don't know who their fathers are. But anyway. But really, it is remarkable because this little kid, 22 months old, I'd start to sing April showers, and this kid of mine would know it was me because he'd puck out his little lips and he'd go, he knew it. He knew it was me. Well, I got that out. Don't take any more pictures, will you? Gee, Whittaker. 28 minutes past 12.
You're not going to get out of here without singing. That
was no. Look, wait a minute. I don't expect to. I mean, I tell you something. You know what I would do?
What's that?
I'd pay you to let me sing. My word of honor. I would never come on this show without singing. You know why? In the first place, I want to. I'm ham enough to want to. And number two, I tell you, I've been on a zillion disc jockeys. I was with a fella that is nearest to you in niceness, a fella in Chicago called Garraway.
Dave Garraway.
I wish they would see his television show out here.
It's great.
It really is, honestly. I tell you why. He's clean.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gentleman on the air and on television. I never met the fella in my life, and I did an hour and 22 minutes with him just talking. I walked in. He said, hello, Al. And I said, hello, Mr. Garraway. He said, call me Dave. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, my mother loves you. And I said, I love your mother. And he said, you've never seen her? I said, she's a woman, isn't she? Well, we kept going. I've got a piano player around here someplace. A piano player, and he's been laying under one of those photographers, I think.
There he is.
Steve.
Yeah.
These people didn't pay, and nobody paid. What would you like, you yourself personally? Could I sing sitting here, or would I have to go over there by that piano?
You can sit right there if you want to.
Well, suppose, what? You want me to stand up and sing?
You want him to get down on his knees, huh?
What do you want? Wait a minute. You keep talking.
Okay. All right. Bring on the knee pads. Here we go.
Is this mic alive?
Yeah, that's
it. Is this mic alive? Well, I'm not. Listen. Hey, you know, I'm not doing bad. Maybe, would you like to have me on another show? I'd like to go on again. See what it is. I tell you, let's start with, what do we start with, Martin? What do you know? I haven't sung a 20. 20? We want to start with California?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start with California. Tell me if I'm too loud for this thing, will you? When the wind starts blowing and the snow is starting to fall, then my eyes turn westward knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting to call off. California, here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing and everything. A sun kiss, misses, don't be late off. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up that golden gate, California. Here I come, California. Right back where I started from,
where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning and dawning, bursting and everything, a sun-kissed mistress, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up, open up, open up that golden gate, California. Here I come.
There'll be more. But
can't
right now.
Can't do it. Broke. How do you like that?
You broke my little doll.
I broke. I tried to make.
Sonny boy.
What?
I'll tell you what you do, Al.
I said,
for my little celluloid doll, will you sing Sonny Boy?
Sure I will.
Oh, wait a minute, Al. I got a very exciting announcement.
Go ahead.
I got to take a station break.
Go ahead.
Didn't that turn your stomach? This is KNX. This is KNX. We have, we're in Hollywood. We play it. No records tonight. Nothing.
No
go ahead.
Tonight. Say, listen. Is that Paley here that was on here, Mr. Paley? Before, remember that guy came out, Mr. Paley?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's here.
He's here?
Uh-huh.
Gee whiz, I hope he heard me.
You're in, Al.
Huh?
You're in.
You're in for Sonny Boy for the little doll I broke?
Here it is, sir. No, we have
without
to.
Without a mic. Why, he means.
I'll tell you, there's a slight problem of a few thousand listeners.
How do you like that? Finding without a mic. Finding that without a mic. I can do it without a mic.
Yeah, everybody at home, open your windows.
Yeah. Go outside, get some air. Without a mic.
Without a song.
Sonny Boy, if you please, verse and two chords. Well, give him all of it. I'll kind of play around the mic, see if you can see my face.
Climb up on my knee, Sonny Boy. Though you're only three, Sonny Boy, you've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me. Sonny Boy, when there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You may come blue, Sonny Boy.
Rain may forsake me. Let them all
forsake me. I still have you, Sonny Boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so, Sonny Boy.
When there are gray skies, I don't mind gray skies. You may come blue, Sonny Boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me.
I still have you, Sonny Boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth. And the angels grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. I'm a lonely too.
Stevie.
There'll be more.
If you really want to hear that song sung good, you come to Marionette Fantasia and listen to Larry Park sing it. I mean, and I want to tell you, it's been really a great night. I've enjoyed myself immensely. If you want me to stick around, I'd gladly do it because I wouldn't miss the rest of the show for worlds.
Well, Al, I know you're not going to miss the rest of it because I may have to fight you on this, but you're going to be part of the rest of it.
Really?
You with me?
Gee, that was really beautiful because, I mean, ever since I heard the Wisecarver story, that song Sonny Boy has always been a great favorite of mine.
It's my son, you know. One of my children, Sonny Wisecarver.
Al, I could sit here and name titles, but what else would you like to sing?
Well, I'd sing anything. I mean, I know a million songs.
What about Tootsie?
Listen.
Here's one you don't hear very often. What about Tootsie Goodbye?
No, he doesn't know it, you see.
Oh.
Huh? Little Pal. We just sang Sonny Boy, so much Little Pal. I tell you, Martin, you get over the piano, and you play a couple of chords of April Showers. I'll sit here because I feel like relaxing.
Sure.
You know what I mean. This is a kind of a relaxed show. All these guys and gals sitting out there, they're sitting down, you know what I mean. Why shouldn't I sit down?
That's right. Okay, that's the way we'll do it. Tell you what, Martin, you play nice soft piano. Al, you sing any way you want. The only way is the way only Jolson can.
Let's put out the light.
That's right. I'll open. Yeah. Dim some lights, please.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's not go hog wild.
How much did you get? I want to...
Everybody grab for your purses.
Put
huh?
up the lights. I just took a look at them. Put up the lights. Thank you.
Now, I'll tell you what. I'll open a bottle of April Showers cologne.
Yeah. And sprinkle it in the fourth row.
That's right. I'll turn on the fire system and we'll do April Showers. Huh?
Yeah. I wish I didn't break that little doll. I mean, that hurts me because nothing is cute. I was in that control room. Stephen, I heard go, you know, like that. Awfully. You got another one?
No.
Only one doll? I feel bad about that, Steve.
Think how the doll feels. No, I can get another one of these, Al. They're only $27.
Yes, I know, but where? Get another doll like you can, really?
Yeah, I can get
one. Where can I get another Stevie Allen?
Young girl right down here. Do you have another doll? You can.
Have you got a laryngitis, lady? Why don't you marry him? Well, anyway, Martin, will you play April Showers in a soft dose? See how it comes in on this mic, will you? I'm singing it soft, you understand? I don't want to wake anybody up in Encino.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining. Rain, you know, it's raining violet. And where you see clouds upon the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song.
By the way, what's in the Times Picayune today?
Whenever April showers come along.
That's all of that.
I'll tell you what we can do now. If you want to rest for a while, we can talk for a minute.
I've got to see that, too. I mean, younger than me wears glasses. Everybody says, how old are you? Wears glasses.
Well, this
I
is
wore glasses when I was 4 weeks old. That's the trooper's news, huh?
Yeah. No, this isn't the thing I had in mind. But I wrote a few questions down because I didn't want to forget to ask these particular questions, Al. I very rarely read a script.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you a couple of questions. Question number one is,
How are you, Al?
Well, takes a lot of thinking.
And question number two.
Yeah.
This is a question which may take you a little time to answer. We've all seen the Jolson story, and we know how Larry Parks started, but in your own words, Al, I think it'd be a great kick for us to hear. How did you happen to get started in show business? What's the original story?
Well, I was born very young. And I got old darn quick. No, it's been a struggle. Yes, sir, I was in the Army. And the captain called the roll, and I ate it.
I said, how did you get into show business?
How are you getting out by telling that gag? How did I get into show business? Very simple. I mean, I was an amateur night in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, I think Garfield was president. And I said to Abe, I said, Lincoln, listen. How did I get in show business? I put on some cork on my face, and I made like a colored man. That's all. I walked out, and I sang a song called I Leave My Happy Home for You. For you, this week. There's nobody that old in the game.
Only Mabel Steiner, Al.
Mabel Steiner. She probably was the editor of the Times-Picayune, I know. Well, that's how I got in show business. Same as anybody else, I suppose. You've had your ups and downs and starting in show business. I mean, how did you get started, Steve?
Well, I just put some cork on my face and I...
That's all. And, sir, I won't tell you, and that's how it was.
You and television, when are they going to get together?
Well, I don't know. I want to tell you... Thank you. I tell you, I don't think we'll get together.
Really?
No. Television, I think, came 5 years too soon. I was doing pretty good on radio, getting a big salary. Mm-hmm. And they told me when my last 13-week cycle was completed that they didn't want me anymore. Just on account of some lousy television. And so now all I can hear every day is my even kid that's 22. Hop along, Cassidy. Hop along, Cassidy.
Have you seen the Ed Wynn show, Al?
No, I haven't seen the Ed Wynn show.
Uh-huh.
Hasn't got around to me yet. Oh, I haven't got around to it yet, I mean. I haven't seen Ed Wynn even.
Really?
I've seen Keenan. That's his son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Ask me some more questions. Ask me about my picture. It opens tomorrow night at Fantasia. Or tonight.
That's right.
Tonight. You bet it's right.
Accord, please.
Accord. Thank you, Union.
You want me to ask you some more questions, huh?
I mean, a nice, sensible name.
All right. Shot. I have some right here. It just so happens.
Yeah, I'll put on my glasses.
What has a mouth?
What has a mouth?
And a head.
And five fingers or something?
No, lies in the bed but has neither arms nor legs, Mr. Jolson.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. Now, don't stop me. Wait a minute. Don't give me a chance. Give me it again, please.
All right. Would you like to try another category?
No, I don't want to. No, just let me start with a dollar first. I'll
All
go
right.
on. Don't worry.
All right.
What has what?
Here we are. For 10 pounds of cement, what has a mouth?
Wait a minute. No, I don't want... I want something else. No cement.
Oh.
A piece of salami.
All right.
I want a question with a piece of salami.
All right.
What has a mouth?
Yeah, what has a mouth?
What, wait a minute.
You know, maybe the answer is a piece of salami?
No.
What has
a mouth?
Yeah, what has a mouth?
Yeah.
You're keeping track of these mouths, aren't you?
Yeah, go ahead.
What has a mouth and a head, lies in a bed, but has neither arms...
No, wait a minute. What has a mouth? What is the next question? You stopped there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And lies in bed? Did you say? What has a mouth and lies in bed?
What has a mouth and a head?
Oh! I thought you said a head.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. What has a mouth and a head? What are you, turn it around?
Oh, I'm just trying to see what the answer is here. It's upside down. What has a mouth and a head that lies in bed?
Well,
where we shave?
Huh? How long have we got? I give up.
We're dead. A river, Al.
A river?
Let's sing Swanee in honor of this question, huh?
All right.
Speaking of rivers, here we go.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss your soul. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my.
dear old 20. I'd give the world to be among the folks in DIX. I even know my Mary's waiting for me, praying for me down by the 20. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that 20 shore. That's me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee.
Steve, I've got to deliver bread in Tarzana.
I'll let you beg off this time as much as I'd like to keep you on there till about 4 in the morning. We are near.
Do you really keep going till 4 in the morning?
No, we're off in a few minutes here, darling.
Well, then where do you go? Because we're going together. Oh. I mean, I'm not meeting you and just leaving your flat like that. You can't do this to me.
Oh, swell.
Well, you can't. No, I mean it seriously. I mean, I've never met you before, and I meet you like this, and you say, we'll be through in a few minutes. What do you mean we'll be through in a few minutes? I mean, it's all right for a dame like Snipes or whatever her name is. Why should we be through in a few minutes? I mean, if we meet like this, let's, you know, United Nations.
Sure. We could make this beautiful music together,
Ralph. I think so. I think we can do some nice things. I can make like a doll, you know.
Now. I love to hear you whistle like that. How'd you learn to whistle? Show me how you do that.
Well,
with the fingers...
You know, like that. I tell you, when I was a little kid of about 10, 11 years old, down Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, used to be an Italian organ grinder. And there was a lot of them, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to go around and play, you know, Sweet Rosie O'Grady. And I'd steal behind them and whistle when they throw money, you know, from the buildings, you know, the different windows. Uh-huh. I'd grab it and run like the devil. You meet a lot of nice people that way. Well, good night. Mammy yourself and see how you like it. 1 o'clock in the morning. I gotta go and get some bread to Tarzana, I tell you. And I gotta go to Harry Cohen's house and deliver some milk. And I want to tell you, you got about 5 minutes. Steve, look.
Sure.
I want to tell you, I want to thank you honestly from the bottom of my heart. I said, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please, let me just say this to Steve Allen. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. And you know, when a person has a script in their hand, they're more nervous than anything else. And tonight, sitting in there for the first 10 minutes while a warm-up like you did, I was enthralled. I mean, he's a different kind of a guy. Sweet, kind, gentle. I mean, no, wait a minute. A little sarcastic, if sarcasm was needed. I mean, you could give it, dish it out. Some cuckoo down front probably said something. He said, hello, Joe. And you had the good answer, you know. And it's been swell because, I tell you, this show, I mean, I'm not talking about myself because I'm just an incident and an accident. But this show of yours has more talent, more charm, and more niceness than all the so-called comics put together. And I want to thank you. It's been a privilege to be on it.
Thank you. Dolly. I guess I'll lay down and die. I guess I've got anything else to do. Don't go away, Al. You might as well make a few autographs while you're waiting here. We'll have a mopsy. He's a wonderful guy, by golly. What can you say about a guy like that? It's all been said. And by your applause there, I know you feel the same way I do, but I'm trying to unwind the wire around the thing. I get running back and forth with Al so much, I got the wire all twisted around. However, I think Hoppy will tell me how to unwind it here. Let's see here. Hi, partners. See page 4, how to get a pink application card. Let me see. Oh, here it is.
get a pink application card at your neighborhood grocer, send it in, and receive a gold certificate. Save 10 of these gold certificates, and you will get a green certificate. Save 10 of these green certificates, and send it in, and you will receive a pink application card. From now on, hooray for Roy Rogers. Oh, we got about 3 fast minutes here in the Pake's Net. In the Pake's Net. That's great. In the, I better say it straight. I could get in trouble. The Snake Pit. And let's see. Your name, sir?
Bob Wenzel.
What do you do, Bob?
Oh, I work for Beacon's Moving.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. How, what's the heaviest thing you've ever picked up, besides your wife?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tricky question.
Well, you looked a little tricky, and I thought maybe you could sort of answer it. No, I mean, are you one of those fellows that goes and lifts things up?
No, I'd rather listen to Steve Allen than Al Jolson than anything.
Than anything? Oh, that's going too far. However, it was very nice of you to say that. What's in the bag, Kitty?
This is for you. And this is a boutonniere. We want you to go formal tonight. This is a big night for us.
Oh, thank you very much. This is a boutonniere. Well, I'll give you a boutonniere, too. Try that again. I'll put these on the stage. See, that's nice. Later I can back and step on them. Now, let me see here. Oh, my goodness. Strangle somebody with the wire. Let's find... What's your name, honey?
Janet Newcomb.
What do you do, Janet?
I'm an ice skater.
You're an ice skater? I'll be darned. You're not... Oh, no, you're in drag tonight. No, you weren't wearing the... Where do you skate, Janet?
Well, I skate Portoff, and I skate Westwood of Inga's Clothing now. So I believe most of the time it'll be Polar Palace.
Polar Palace. I see. You're a figure skater, are you?
Yes, I am.
That's fine. We could skate together sometime. Do you do the figure eight?
Yes, I do.
The hard way?
No, the easy way.
Roman numeral? We must try that together sometime. Nice to talk to you, Janet. Gee whiz. Well, how much harm can I do in 2 minutes? Let me see here. Your name, sir?
Jack Latin.
Yeah? What are you doing, Jack?
Telegrapher.
Huh?
Telegrapher.
You watch your language. Now, give me that again at 33 and a third.
Telegrapher.
Oh, telegrapher, I see. Well, how long have you been washing elephants?
Oh, about 22 years.
And that's fine. Who's this with you?
My wife.
Well, that's fine. Any little dot and dashes around the house?
One, yeah.
Well, that's fine. Is this him over here?
No, it's my nephew.
That's your nephew. What's that?
Visiting from Canada.
Oh, really? What part of Canada?
Winnipeg.
Isn't I? How about it? I got an uncle lives in Winnipeg. Really? You know my uncle Dave Allen up there?
Who?
Oh. No, he used to live down here. It's the truth. And he saw a sign one day down in Hollywood where it said, drink Canada dry, and he went up to try it, you know? I like to use that joke once a month anyway to sort of keep the fungus off it, you know? Well, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. Fungus. I mean, Mr. Offit. Now, let me see here. How about a what?
After show.
You stick around, and I'll let you do one. What is your name, sir?
Danny de Blasio.
Danny de Blasio. What's de Blasio?
I don't know.
Danny de Blasio. I've heard of Bill the Ball Player or something. For $10, what's de Blasio?
I haven't been, Sandy.
Really? You look like you're about to, too. You know that? What? Oh, is that what de Blasio is? I'll be darned. I don't know why, but I will. I got to stop saying that. Somebody wrote me the other day and says, you know, you said I'll be darned 10 times last night. Just happened that I was darned 10 times last night. That's all. I got to get off the air. I have no more time, but I have a cold. As I said before, what can you say about a guy like Al Jolson? It's like talking about the Grand Canyon or George Washington or apple pie or something. Everybody has heard everything. It's a wonderful thrill to have Al on the show tonight. And beyond that, you know, words don't... do the trick. You folks were real nice. It was awful sweet of you to come in tonight. I want you to give yourselves a great big hand. Will you do that? Yeah. This is Steve Allen wishing everybody a good night's sleep. We played no records whatsoever, with the possible exception of our theme song, which is a record, and I like it. And, well, that's about all from Columbia Square.
Canex Los Angeles.